Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where building your business is our top priority with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete training and community online. And today, you will learn how to choose a business idea. A lot of us get stuck at this stage. We say, I don't have any ideas, or I have too many ideas. How do I choose them? Where do I come up with them? Let's get down to business and talk about it. All right, this is a very important topic, choosing a business idea. And I'm going to turn it on its head because I believe that the best way to have a successful business is not to start with the idea, but to start with the audience you're going to serve. There's a very important reason why you start with the audience and not the idea, and I'm going to get into it right now in detail. But before we get into that, I want to make a clear and profound statement. Ideas are a dime a dozen. Ideas are essentially worthless without implementation. I've come across so many people that are so hung up on ideas, so hung up on their own ideas. They're so covetous of their ideas, they don't want to share it with anybody because they're afraid they're going to run away and steal it. How many times have you walked into a store or seen something on TV and said, hey, I thought of that idea. The only difference between you and the person that actually created that product was that they created the product, that they actually implemented upon the idea. And it's the implementation that makes the idea successful. Because you can goof up an idea and implement it completely incorrect and you have an unsuccessful product. I want to preface this episode with this because ideas are often overrated. People think the reason why businesses are successful is because of the idea. A lot of people say, oh, that was a great idea. That's why that business was successful. That's a very inexperienced statement to say. An experienced entrepreneur would say that ideas are a dime a dozen. You know, it's the implementation that makes it happen. I've seen business concepts or ideas that are not that brilliant but do very well because they implemented it properly. Take Instagram, for example. Instagram is basically a photo sharing app. It's not the first photo sharing app. And the reason why they were successful is not because of the idea of photo sharing. It's because they implemented it in the right way. They added a feature called filters, where you could put filters on the photo and make them look better than they are. And therefore, people started using Instagrams for the filter. There are filter apps and there's photo sharing apps, but they just decided we're going to improve our photo sharing by adding filters. And Instagram just took off because of the way they implemented the idea of photo sharing. And even so, it's not a mind-blowing idea, adding filters to photos. But they marketed it properly and they implemented their business model very well. Now that I've addressed the fact that ideas are not really the reason why businesses become successful, it's the implementation. Let's talk about how do you come up with a business idea or a business concept to work on. Now, I said at the top of the episode, they have to start with your audience. Your audience will tell you what you need to work on. And a part of being that is being a part of that audience, listening to the audience on forums, on blogs, in person, you know, looking at Amazon reviews. We talked about this in episode 18 a bit, so go back to that episode to get a more thorough answer on how to do that. But the point is you have to go to the audience first. Find out what they're struggling with, what their pains or problems are, and create a solution to those problems, and that's your business idea. You don't have to come up with this idea from the top of your head. You can just get it from the needs of your audience. And this ensures you're actually creating something people want. So what if you have a few ideas or a few pains or problems that you can solve for the audience and you need to choose from them? Let's say, for example, you have three different business concepts, ideas, or pains or problems you want to solve. I would list them out in order of the pain it causes currently for the audience. So this problem hasn't been solved yet. How much are people complaining about this? From the three, you need to choose the idea that the audience is complaining about the most. When I say complaining is that you're solving a problem, right? Which problem are they complaining about the most? That they can't stand this issue. They want it solved. The more the audience complains about a problem, the more likely they will pay for a solution to it. So choose the idea that solves the most urgent problem. Now, the solution to this problem is going to kind of codify or solidify your business idea or your business concept. So at this point, you need to make sure the way you implement the solution to this problem is the right way. And this is called idea validation or validating your solution. And at this point, I want to point you to a free course we offer at the $100 MBA. which is called The 5 Steps of Idea Validation in the Real World. You can grab this free video course and workbook at 100mba.net/free-course. So you identified a major pain or problem you're going to solve. You've created a business model or business idea to solve this pain. You're validating it now through the exercises that we offer in the free course. And now you actually have to offer the solution. This is the actual business, the actual product. This is a point or a time for action. You need to put something out to the audience and find out how you can tweak it, improve it, and iterate upon it. A lot of people wait until they have this glorious business idea or glorious product that they have in their head from the day they've discovered they're going to do this. And this is a huge mistake. Business builders want to see version 10 right out of the gate when really they just need to come out with version 1. And why does this happen? Again, because a lot of us as entrepreneurs, we sometimes fall in love with our idea or with our concept and we forget about our audience. As soon as you forget about your audience, you've lost. Your audience is going to make you successful. Your audience is going to tell you what to do and how to create something they want to buy. So put out version 1. They'll give you feedback. They'll tell you, prove this, prove that. Bring out version 2, 3, 4. And by staying flexible and not saying, hey, I want to come out with this huge bang of version 10 and then working so hard and realizing, oh, I need to change a whole bunch of stuff because, you know, this is not what people want. Come out with a minimal viable business offer, with a minimal viable product, come out with it, get feedback, iterate, improve, and that's the way to do it. All right, guys, to sum up, ideas are a dime a dozen. It's the implementation that matter. When you're coming up with your business idea, go to your audience, find out which problem is causing them the most pain, create a product or a business solution around it, validate it through our idea validation process, and you can grab our free course and workbook on how to do that at 100mba.net/free-course, and then come out with version 1 so you can improve and iterate on that business idea. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA show. Thank you so much for your ratings, your reviews, subscribing to the show. Nicole and I are really humbled and really happy that we're helping everybody out and that you enjoy the show. If you're enjoying the show and benefiting from it, we would love for you to show your support by giving us an iTunes rating and review. And we would love to give you something as a free gift for doing that. Our very popular teaching and presenting handbook. It's a $29 value, but we want to give it to you as a gift for giving us a rating and review. If you have given us a rating and review, please just drop us an email at contact@100mba.net so we can send you that ebook. Also, anybody who gives us a rating or review enters the weekly draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. Every Friday we announce it, and we call it Free Ride Fridays, so check that out on Friday. Here's a review from Denny Cray. Short, sweet, and spot on. 5 stars. I love the fact that this show is right to the point with actionable advice you can implement starting right now. Looking forward to listening to the first 20-plus episodes to get caught up and then continuing to learn new nuggets every day. Thanks, Denny. We really appreciate your review. And everybody's support, thank you so much. Guys, I want to leave you with this. Great entrepreneurs are flexible. They don't let their ego dictate the way the business goes. They let the people they're trying to serve dictate that. Because at the end of the day, they're trying to serve that audience. So whatever they need, whatever they want, they're going to provide. People that are stubborn, people that want to stick to their guns and not change because the audience wants something different than what they're offering, they're going to have a hard time and eventually not make it. I don't want to see you in that spot. I want to see you successful. So my advice to you is stay close to the audience, keep your ear to the ground, make sure you reevaluate yourself, and make sure that you stay flexible. Guys, I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.